she's faced personally as well as in her neighborhood. So.
Thanks, Vijay. So in all humility, I come saying, I was one of those saying, you do not know my neighborhood. And I don't want to do this because this is just one more thing that I have to do to live up to somebody else's expectations. God's got opportunities out there, and he showed me them big time in the last couple weeks. So I'm just going to go off the email and let you guys hear what my heart was when I sent this. It says, God gives opportunities. He speaks and says, go. And if we listen, the results can be subtle, or they can be so amazing to us that I imagine God just smiles softly and says, told you so. Neighbors, we moved into our house. We had gangs on one end of our street. It's a short street, and drug growers and dealers on the other end. And we had yard damage done in our front yard by the drivers at the end of the alley that we live on. So it was like, you know, and everybody else pretty much kept to themselves. And I was thinking, when he gave us this assignment and brought this ministry, I'm thinking, no. Our neighborhood has changed in the last 5 years, but my heart toward it has not. My faith has been so submerged in wounding by neighbors, and where was God anger that I became reclusive. Civil, but reclusive. 3 different religions have made their presence known. Baha'i Faith, Jehovah's Witnesses, and a little bit of ageism. New ageism, excuse me. I don't know enough about any of those to confront or be a part of it, and I didn't want to face anybody, so that fed my reclusiveness. I was certain they wouldn't want to talk to me because I was a Christian, or they'd want to convert me. Reclusiveness. But God has provided some opportunities for me to step out in hope, if not faith. He's given me courage and curiosity. So I want to share some of those opportunities and how he has changed my heart. I've approached our construction neighbor, you know, the guy that's got the perfect yard and has the time to keep it up, and asked him about questions to do work in our front yard to keep some boundaries, to keep people from driving on it. And we haven't gotten the work done yet, but at least I know it can be done, and he's offered some rockery. The third family has moved into the house across the alley. We're very close to the house next door, but it's across an alley. And the last owners that were there had a pit bull. This pit bull was very vicious. And so when this pit bull, the new pit bull, pulled in, everybody was a little nervous about it. Okay, this pit bull's a puppy dog. She's so sweet. He's so sweet. And a real teddy bear. We've enjoyed drinks on the front porch with the ladies that live there. We've talked about gardens. We've actually shared garden bulbs. And on the 4th of July, they sat out with us when we decided to step out and do fireworks on our front yard. The neighbor to the right of us, the lady that lives there, recently had hip surgery, hip replacement. And they're basically the most distant from us relationally, but we talk, and they know that we're praying for her, and we've been able to make connections. And every summer, their friends from California come up, and they live in the trailer just on their property. So it's between our house. There's a trailer in their house. And we kept looking for them. Where are they? Where are they? Well, they finally pulled in this week, and we were very excited to see Rhett and Karen come into the neighborhood, and we got a chance to talk to them. Across the street, the young family has grown from 3 to 4, and the kids are now riding bicycles and skateboards and up and down the road, and we're always watching out for them as we drive. These are probably the people I would consider to be my best friends on the street because they are nurses. We've connected with them the most clearly. Even though we don't share a same faith, it's been really nice to have conversations with them. When I went through my hip issues, they were there to support and encourage and give feedback. So it's been nice to make that connection and also to give back to them. We watch over each other's houses when we're out of town. We have approached 2 neighbors with the idea of the block party, and we're probably timing that for a back-to-school celebration. The gang home on the corner, it's changed a lot. There's now families. It's mostly Hispanic families that live there. The kids go to a different school than where I teach, but they know I'm a teacher, so we talk. They've translated for us. On the 4th of July, when we were out doing our fireworks in front of our house, very broad, open space, no cars or anything, the kids came running down to our house to do fireworks. My first thought was, but wait, your family's down there. They'd probably like to have you down there. And then I thought, well, wait, we'll invite them to come up. So I walked down, invite them to come up in our part. They said, well, why don't you guys come down here? And I looked at them and I said, you have a little bit too many cars and a little too many trees down at this end. I will set something on fire. Please feel free to come back. The kids came. We had a good time. We watched theirs. We could see from each end. So it's been an interesting transition of watching with God's eyes how the neighborhood has changed and how he's changed my heart for looking through it. I asked myself why I wanted to share this. I'm really thankful for people who have come up and shared their successes, and even as Susan did a few weeks ago, the challenges, because I can totally relate to all of that. Maybe others can relate to tough relations, challenging opportunities, fears of rejection, and even retaliation. I've gained new friends because in smaller moments, God has whispered, and I've stepped into a small connection, a small connection. He has blessed me, blessed that connection, and given me the opportunity to grow. Our neighborhood has a ways to go before it becomes the place I dream for it to be, and it may never get there, but it's better than it has ever been, and so have I, but only because of God's grace and guidance. I also want to say that Steve has been a blessing because he's the heart of being able to say when I'm freaking about something I hear going outside or something that I'm not sure is right, he's able to just kind of bring me back and calm that. So I've seen God work in his heart that way. When I was reviewing my journal, and this is off of my email, but when I was reviewing my journal this week and praying about what God's done in my heart through this, I heard him whisper, "Do you see how the small steps in the art of neighboring have reduced the amount of judging that you are doing?" And it's true, not just in the neighborhood, but driving, in the grocery, in just general everyday interactions, to be able to stop long enough and hear God say, "What's their story?" Make a connection, say hi. I'm a very task-oriented person. I get in, I get out, I go. But he's softening my heart to be able to connect to people, and it's been part of that. It's a softer, less task-oriented perspective for me. The icing on the cake was yesterday. We went down to the coffee store in our neighborhood. They were having one of those political functions where you get to know the guys that are running. And I knew that it was a fairly Christian orientation down there. And one of the ladies and I were talking. They go to Cascade. And she shared with me when she found out we were at Adventure that while she goes to Cascade, she took the first Sunday off that the Ridge Church, when the Ridge Church opened, and she took her parents to the Ridge Church. She's gone back and gone back to her church at Cascade, but her parents continue to go to the Ridge Church, and she was almost crying with the idea that her parents have connected. They're walking better relationship with each other and with God and their church family, and she was really thankful to see that flow that way. So all of that to say, I am super excited about what God's done and is doing in our neighborhood and in me. This is an opportunity for you to be encouraged by that, to encourage leadership in the fact that we stepped into this ministry. If you don't have a story to share about how God's working, my prayer is you'll see one. And my prayer also is that as we continue to do this, my idea of my neighborhood changes and expands, and I'm able to get out in community a little bit more, and each of us are as well. Thanks.